Anna, Ryan, I was reading an article this morning about how social media is changing the way we interact with people, and honestly, I'm a bit torn about it. Ryan, yeah, I get that. Social media has its pros and cons. On one hand, it keeps us connected to people across the globe. On the other hand, I feel like it's made our real-life interactions more superficial. What do you think? Anna, exactly. I mean, I love being able to keep up with friends who live far away, but sometimes, I feel like people focus more on their online presence than the actual relationships. It's like we're curating a highlight reel instead of living in the moment. Ryan, that's true. I've noticed it too, especially with younger people. They're constantly glued to their phones, scrolling through feeds, and missing what's happening around them. It's almost as if social media has become a substitute for real-life experiences. Anna, yeah, but it's not just the younger generation. I've caught myself doing the same thing, scrolling through social media late at night when I should be sleeping. It's addictive, you know? Ryan, that's because it's designed to be addictive. The algorithms show us what we want to see, keeping us engaged for as long as possible. It's no wonder people find it hard to put their phones down. Anna, true, but it's also a powerful tool when used responsibly. Think about how social media has given a voice to marginalized communities or how it's been used to spread awareness about important causes. Ryan, definitely, social media has democratized information. But it's also contributed to misinformation, which is another big issue. Sometimes, it's hard to tell what's true and what's not, especially when everyone's trying to grab attention. Anna, right, the spread of misinformation is a huge problem. I think we need to be more critical about what we consume and share online. Ryan, agreed. At the end of the day, it's all about balance. We can enjoy the benefits of social media without letting it control our lives or harm society.